Assistant Director David Halls rattled with guilt, pleads guilty to Rust gun charge. By Simon Kent on April 2, 2023. Assistant Director David Halls, a co-defendant in the case against actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal 2021 shooting of a cinematographer on the movie set of Rust in New Mexico, was convicted Friday of unsafe handling of a firearm. He was sentenced by the court to 6 months of probation after pleading no contest to negligent use of a deadly weapon resulting in the accidental shooting death of cinematographer Hina Hutchins on the set of the low-budget Western. The Los Angeles Times reports with Hall's plea, New Mexico prosecutors have secured one conviction in the criminal cases stemming from Alec Baldwin's October 21, 2021, shooting of Hutchins on the movie set near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The film's director, Joel Souza, was wounded, as Breitbart News reported. Halls, the person who handed Baldwin the loaded firearm, also agreed to pay a $500 fine, participate in a firearm safety class, refrain from taking drugs or alcohol, and complete 24 hours of community service. Halls' conviction was expected. He entered a plea deal with prosecutors in January, which the judge has now accepted. Under the plea agreement, Halls agreed to testify truthfully at any upcoming hearings or trials. That includes criminal proceedings against Baldwin and movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who have pleaded not guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter in Hutchins' death, AP reports. The LA Times report further recorded Halls' Albuquerque-based attorney, Lisa Torrico, told the judge her client is still haunted by the tragedy. He was standing just 3 feet from Hutchins and Souza when they were shot. Torrico has maintained that despite Hall's role as on-set safety coordinator, he was not responsible for the actions of others. He, like many others, is extremely traumatized and just rattled with guilt and so many other feelings of, what could I have done better? How could I have changed things? Torrico told the judge. Hall's sentencing took place on the 30th anniversary of the death of Brandon Lee. The son of martial arts legend Bruce Lee was hit by a .44 caliber slug from a gun that was supposed to have fired a blank while filming The Crow. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.